This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I don't know. I'm getting tie game vibes, Larry.
Feeling it? You got a caller?
I think we're starting to type the digits.
Yeah.
1-0 the count. The pitch swung on, blasted deep right field, and that is going to tie the ball game way up into the second deck as Kyle Schwarber hits his 39th home run of the season. Man, did he ever.
I believe he answered your call. Thank goodness it wasn't a rotary phone. We wouldn't have had time.
3-3 ball game.
Ooh, mercy.
Here in the bottom of the third.
39th home run, and he added number 40, a grand slam later. Welcome on, it's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giuliano, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camp World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Phillies game last night, a home run derby broke out, including a pair from Kyle Schwarber. We got a lot to get into today. Landon Dickerson will join us after Eagles practice. We're live at camp. Eagles made a trade last night, which we have a lot of thoughts on what it means, and we'll learn more about this new player who could come into this corner mix here. Hugh, good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I got a couple things on my mind. Mm-hmm. First, to go from Philly to Vegas is diabolical. That's diabolical. And it was brought to my attention that I have to omit something that I said yesterday.
What'd you do?
Cole Hamels is an athlete.
Oh, thank you.
Because Ben Davis brought it to my attention that there's a big difference between being an athlete and being athletic.
Okay.
And, you know, I have a lot of respect for Ben. Didn't know he was a catcher. Big ass was a catcher, like tall.
And Ben was second pick in the draft.
Yeah. So Ben, me and Ben had a set down, and he was like, you know, I understand where you're coming from. I'm embellishing the story a little bit.
Yeah. But he got you right?
He said,
Ben Davis.
He says there's a difference between
tears Hugh Douglas apart.
Being athletic and an athlete. You know?
Okay. So is this your version of apologizing?
Well, Cole Hamels is not athletic.
Yes, he is.
He's an athlete.
Okay.
Okay. Zach Wheeler is not athletic.
This is not an apology.
He's an athlete.
This is not an
Zach,
apology.
Zach, love you to death. Yeah. But
if you thought this counted as an apology, you're dead wrong.
No, it kind of is, because I was told yesterday I felt that I was being a little chippy. Okay, maybe. So I had to go back home, and I had to, you know, workshop some of the things that came out. Because every now and then, if you catch me on the wrong day, you know, ain't no telling what you're going to get. So I'm that's my way of saying, yeah, I see it. I see it for that.
Okay. Well,
he's an athlete, not athletic.
Well, you know what? I'll take this. We'll all take this.
So, Zach, love you, bro. Yeah. Hey.
This is good of an apology as we can get.
Love you, man. Love you.
Okay, he's one of the best athletes in the city. All right, anyway, 215-592-9494. We start with a Hugh Douglas apology. You said something there. You said that you went home.
Man.
Well, yesterday I went home after the show, and then I came right back to Philadelphia because I went to the game last night. I was at the Phillies Orioles game, and a home run derby broke out, but it was punctuated by two, not one, but two from Kyle Schwarber last night. Hugh Douglas, we are now talking about a player that on August 4th, ended play on August 4th, has 40 home runs. We're talking about a guy now that is on pace to hit 58 home runs. If you look at the latest NL MVP odds, it is Shohei Ohtani, and then it is Kyle Schwarber. They are one, they are two. Pete Crow Armstrong is third. This, we're watching one of the great seasons in Phillies history. Since the All-Star break, he has double-digit home runs. He is dominating right now. Almost every night you feel like he's going to hit a home run. Being there last night, when he got up with the bases loaded when the Phillies broke the game open, he already had a home run, and everyone where I was sitting felt like he was going to hit another home run. Like, it's becoming that. And as I watch him, I think, you know, all the years I've been on WIP and just watching the Phillies, there's been a sense, Hugh, that what we witnessed with Ryan Howard from 06 to 09, right, his peak, punctuated, of course, the best of that was 06, right? He won the MVP at 58 home runs. It always felt like we would never see that again, right? That was the greatest power stretch, one of the greatest power stretches in baseball history, but certainly the greatest power stretch in Phillies history. And no one would ever do that again. Guys, it's happening again. That's what I'm watching right now. That's what we're watching right now. For me, as I watch Schwarber do what he's doing, this is Howard. This is Ryan Howard all over again. And I don't mean as an all-around everything. You know, you could tell me his batting average isn't high as Pete Howard. That's fine. I mean as a power hitter. Home runs. Power at the plate. This is Ryan Howard all over again. Ryan Howard hit 205 home runs, including the postseason in that stretch. Schwarber's over 180 now in his 4 years, and he still has 2 months of the regular season and the postseason. He could catch Howard in terms of total home runs over 4 years, and he's on pace right now to hit 58. That's what Ryan Howard did in 2006. As I watch this, and right now he has more home runs through 112 games than Howard had in his 58 home run season. I mean, he is pacing to best Ryan Howard. As I watch this, this has reached peak Ryan Howard level for me. Hugh, where do you come down on what we're seeing from Schwarber? Because this, it feels like every night, or twice a night, this guy's hitting a home run right now.
Allow me to long talk for a minute, Joe, because this, to me, is I guess the way to say it is near and dear to my heart, because I remember when Ryan came up. As a matter of fact, Ryan was my neighbor. Mm-hmm. When I came back to Philadelphia, and then I started my radio career. So I was there, and I remember Ryan Howard and how people talked about how he stayed down too long because of Jim Thome and everything like that. Kyle Schwarber is having a phenomenal season. On top of the fact that, you know, he's doing what he's doing, he's also in a contract year. Mm-hmm. So every time that he hits a home run, the first thing that I think about is, man, the price of that brick then went up.
No question.
Like, every time he goes out there and does what he does, you're going to have to pay this man more money. Either it's the Phillies or it's going to be somebody else. And he knows that. He is having a phenomenal season. He has thrust himself into the MVP conversation. Mm-hmm. No question about that. But when I think of Ryan Howard, man, I think of a kid that came up that was probably down there in the minors way too long.
Yeah, lit up a year or two, for sure.
And I think about the potential that he would have had if Thome, you know, if they had moved on a little earlier. And then I just think about his contribution and his impact that he had on this team when he did come up in a short period of time.
But and I could argue Schwarber's had the same thing.
No,
right?
I mean, I hear it, but the teams that Ryan was on went to two World Series and won one.
Yep.
And it was like when he came up, you had Jimmy, you have
Chase,
you had Chain Victorino.
You're purposely not saying Cole Hamels?
No, Cole Hamels. Shout out to Cole Hamels. Uh-huh. Love for Cole Hamels. Uh-huh. But those guys, that was a special time, man. And they broke through. They broke through. I will remember vividly the night that they won. It was cold and the crying that people were doing. Like, so for me, Kyle's having a phenomenal year, but I was there when all of that happened. So for me, no, it's the big piece.
Yeah, so I'm not saying he's better than Ryan Howard.
No, I know what you're saying.
This has reached Howard level for me, watching him. Like, being in the park last night, there was an anticipation when Schwarber came to the plate for that Grand Slam at-bat, he's going to hit another home run. And that's – when you go back to Howard's 58 home run season, it got to the point where you started to just expect home runs. And in baseball, you never expect home runs. Like, even if a guy hits a lot, it's hard to hit a home run, right? Like, even guys like the Aaron Judges, the Mark McGuires – you know, they only hit 50, 60, 70 at their peak, right? And that Barry Bonds. And that's their best, and that's over 600 at-bats, right? So even if you're watching one of those guys, it only happens every 10 or 11 at-bats, even the best of the best. Schwarber's hitting like that right now. Again, I know 58 home runs Howard is like the peak in everyone's mind. And so there's some nostalgia there. Hugh, he was a homegrown kid. They did win the World Series with him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
But on August 4th of 2006, Ryan Howard had 39 home runs. Schwarber has 40. Right, there is a real chance that Kyle Schwarber breaks Ryan Howard's home run record this year.
Like, no, I get that.
He could hit 60 home runs.
No, I get
amazing.
That.
It's amazing.
I get that. And I'm not trying to – I'm not taking anything for what Kyle Schwarber is doing. It's just that for me, I have a little bit more history with Ryan.
Sure. And I think there's nostalgia to him.
And that's kind of where I'm at with it. And that's no disrespect to what Kyle is doing because I think it's phenomenal. But when I look at – like to know Ryan intimately like I do – and to see that and to see him come up and become the star. Mm-hmm. He went from a guy that, you know, moving into the building, him and his son was together. And he just came up to being the guy that got all that bread and became the big piece. So, for lack of a better way of saying it, I know Ryan Howard's origin story. You know what I mean? I mean, Kyle Schwarber came here from another team, had already won one, mm-hmm. and has become a phenomenal piece for the Phillies. But for me, Ryan Howard and his origin story, that kind of sticks with me.
Yeah, I get it. I just, for me as a player, right, like performance-wise, not the story, just for performance-wise, when I watch the games, it's becoming Howard. It's becoming peak Howard. This is 06 Howard. If I had to guess right now, I would guess Schwarber's going to reach the mark that Howard had. I think he's going to get to 58 home runs.
Yeah, I mean, he's hot. He's hot. And, listen. One of the biggest motivators on the planet is money.
He has 2 months to hit 18 home runs. I mean,
we've
seen this guy hit 10, 12, 11, you know, in a month like that. Like, I think he's going to get there, and it would not surprise me at all if he reaches 60 home runs. That's how locked in he is against lefties, against righties. 215-592-9494. Has this version of Schwarber? Schwarber reached peak Ryan Howard level for you, and you could take that for whatever you want it to be. Like, you know, Hugh's thinking about how he felt about the player and all that. For me, it's like when I watch him get up to the plate, I'm expecting home runs now. And very rarely in baseball history, including Phillies history, do you expect home runs every time a guy gets to the plate. It's like a handful of people ever you can think about that. Schwarber's in that mix now. Let's hear from Schwarber last night. He was reacting here. Ryan Howard was on Phillies on Deck with some supportive comments about Schwarber, about the season he's having. Let's hear Schwarber reacting to Howard supporting him as he goes for a special Philly season.
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. Coming up in 2015, I caught a game against the Phillies, and I swear he would have hit like four home runs if the wind wasn't blowing in. And I think he hit one that day. And I was just in a blender back there thinking, how do I get this guy out? But, to hear it from him, right, I mean, it means a lot. You know, I'm not trying to, go out there and think about records or anything like that. I'm more just trying to go out on a daily basis and, like I say, try to help these guys win. That, you know, if that happens, it's great. If it doesn't, it's great. You know, I think at the end of the day, like, you know, we all heard over kind of the weekend, you know, that how special that 08 team is. You know, that's a thing that we all strive to be. We all want to get to that position, and we want to be in that position that they had. And, you get remembered for a long time. You're going to be remembered here for forever. So, you know, those are things that, as a player, that's what you dream of. But, I appreciate everything he does, and I love him as a player. And as he still comes around, you get to talk to him. Like, it's so much fun just to pick the brains of all these guys who have done it at such a high level and hear what they have to say, and you try to incorporate that into your game.
So a couple things struck me there. One, I love that he's still talking about winning, right? That they won in 08, and that's how he wants to be remembered here. They want to achieve what Ryan's team did. The other thing that struck me is how long Schwarber's been in the big leagues. In that clip, he's talking about playing against Howard. And do you hear when he said he was in a blender back there trying to get him out? That's when Schwarber was a catcher.
Yeah.
Schwarber was catching as a young player when Howard was still playing. Because I was like, what does he mean trying to get him out? You're in the outfield. And then I was like, no, he's a catcher then. 215-592-9494. Kyle, back in the studio. Where do you come down? Schwarber, two homers last night. He has now put himself legitimately in the MVP conversation, and he's on pace at 58 home runs.
Yeah, so I, unlike Hugh Douglas, have no issue embracing Kyle Schwarber and what he means to this team right now. Clear anti-Kyle Schwarber agenda.
Yesterday with
I am
the
not
Hamill
anti-Schwarber.
Thing,
I think I did a great job of framing where I am with my nostalgia.
No, you basically said, no, Ryan Howard was your neighbor. You like him better.
You have a personal agenda here.
You weren't compelled by the origin story that I told?
No.
Compelled's a strong word.
Yeah, I mean.
Boy, I tell you, you guys are insufferable.
Well, I don't have a neighborly relationship with either guy. I'm just a fan of the Phillies. And what I remember about being a fan of Ryan Howard is that every single time the guy got it to a plate, I'm like, this dude could put one in the seats.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Kyle Schwarber right now. I mean, you were at the ballpark last night chanting MVP when Kyle Schwarber's up
at
the plate.
Pretty cool.
That's how the city feels about Schwarber right now. That's how people felt about Ryan Howard. Like, he was so dangerous, such a force at the plate. Now, Kyle Schwarber still has to finish the season and catch up to what Ryan Howard actually ended up doing in that 06 season, like at his peak. And that was awesome. And, of course, Ryan Howard did win the ring in 2008. But, like, if the Phillies don't win a World Series with Kyle Schwarber, that's not Kyle Schwarber's fault. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, well, Kyle Schwarber couldn't do what Ryan Howard did. No, like, this Phillies team couldn't do what that Phillies team was able to accomplish. So, like, I don't hold that against Kyle Schwarber. Just, like, I don't put it solely on Ryan Howard. Like, Ryan Howard was a part of a great team. The driving force of it, yeah, one of them, but, like, a part of a great team. So it's not going to be up to Kyle Schwarber whether or not he wins the ring or not. I'm just thinking of how I feel when those two guys came to the plate, and I get the same exact vibes that I did with Ryan Howard right now.
The big piece. That's all I got to say. The big piece. He was named the
Schwarber,
big piece.
He's kind of a big piece.
So. Yeah.
For a reason.
Yeah, yeah. But performance-wise, it's even. I mean, I think it's sneaking up on people because for years, it just was like, oh, well, no one will ever do what Howard is doing. Well, it's happening. I mean, it's literally happening. I know, and Kyle said it, he has to finish now. He's got to finish the last 2 months and the postseason. But he is, 24 home runs away from tying Howard for the most home runs in a four-year stretch in the history of the franchise, including the playoffs. You guys don't think Kyle Schwarber's got 24 more home runs in that bat through October? It wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, he does is hit home runs.
I could see it.
I was about to say, what did Ryan Howard do in that 4-year stretch? I'm talking about
205 total home runs.
I'm saying, but what? How many World Series appearances?
Two.
The big piece.
Yeah. Well, now Schwarber's at one.
But that's a team thing, though,
right?
Douglas.
That is a team thing.
But that's he's called the big piece.
Right. But when I say Aaron Judge and Mark McGwire, you're great home run hitters. Neither won anything. Well, McGwire won when he was young, but Judge's won nothing.
Howard broke through. Big piece.
No, I know.
This is arguing in bad faith. You can't just repeat big piece over and over again.
Because big piece is significant.
So is Schwarber.
The big piece is the piece that helped us get over the hump and helped us get our first World Series.
But what do you think Kyle Schwarber is to this team?
The story is still, his origin story is still being written.
Yeah, but this Phillies group was losers till he arrived. I mean, that's the truth, right? They had Wheeler and Harper, and they couldn't get over 500. I'm not trying to tell everyone out there that they should, that Schwarber should be above Howard. I know Mount Rushmore is going on the afternoon show. I understand the Howard is nostalgia here, right? He's a homegrown kid. What's that?
I didn't participate.
You didn't submit your Mount Rushmore?
Spike put pressure on
Hugh, come on. He sent two emails.
He did, and he sent the second one.
But that was more of a reminder.
Guy.
And he was
Hugh?
Like, he said something to the effect that this needs to be done today.
That's not what was the email.
He said, if you don't get it done today.
Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go Birds. That was his email.
Hugh has an issue with authority. I see what this is.
He's not authority. He's our coworker.
It's the aggressive tone.
Hugh definitely didn't do his
homework. Hold on, let me read this again. Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go Birds.
That was aggressive.
That's not aggressive.
That was a little aggressive.
That's
And what happened, I meant to do it, but I had other stuff, and I didn't submit it.
Oh, you were busy.
I apologize.
You're too busy to write some names.
Two apologies in the first second.
But here's the thing. You can't talk. Don't talk to me like that. I have an inherent problem with that.
Don't say thank you.
Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done it already.
The way that I heard it is like you need to submit this today or we're going to have a problem.
I think this is a you issue. He ended it with go Birds.
I didn't see it. I didn't read it that way.
I think you wrongly felt threatened by
what was a pleasant message. Spike's a little bit of a bully, and it had bully vibes. I listen to the show.
I will have to ask him his permission. I already read it on the air. We might have to screenshot his email and ask the audience if there's bully vibes.
It's the messenger.
Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count.
It was the messenger.
Thank you to everyone who has done already.
My story.
Go Birds.
Stick it to it.
Yeah, your story is
I felt,
crazy.
Because like yesterday when I heard him talking about it, I was like, damn. It's too late to submit.
Yeah, that's on you. All right, 215-592-9494. Has Kyle Schwarber reached peak Ryan Howard level for you? And when I say it, I mean as a player. In the box, watching him hit, and just expecting home runs. I mean, this guy's on pace for 58 home runs, and he has a real shot to catch Howard and how many home runs he hit from 06 to 09. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
Yes, he is on. He's on that pace. Well, on the pace, but he's having that kind of year. Much like Mike Schmidt did in 80 or 81, he hit 48. Kind of year where you don't want to turn away from a guy when he's up to the plate. You want to watch him.
Well, it is one of those years. Jeff, I was looking this morning just to kind of look at the numbers for all those guys and how often they hit 40. Because I think this is now three 40 home run years for Schwarber out of the four here in Philadelphia. And I was looking
that's
at
the other thing.
Yeah, it's the consistency. But you know, you look up and. Jeff, obviously Howard's 58 in 06. That's the standard. But that's the only 50 home run season, right? So even if he doesn't reach Howard, he's almost a lock for 50 home runs, which only Howard has done here.
Also, what it does is it protects from Bryce Harper as well. And you see what he's doing now that Schwarber has gotten hot. Schwarber's been kind of hot all year, but he's in that zone right now where pitchers can't – they got to pitch to one of those guys. And – you can almost count on one of them dudes getting a home run every game. Like, not one getting one each game. I'm just saying, big possibility that one of those two is going to hit a home run in a game.
Well, it does feel like that. And, I mean, last night was an awesome just night for the offense in general. It was one of those nights where it's like, whoa, this is what it's supposed to look like. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. And Schwarber, the thing about it this year that is incredible is – Bryce is hot now, Hugh, and they all hit last night.
Mm-hmm.
But for most of this season, it's only been him horrible. With the power.
Yeah.
He's had a carry. Like, there's a chance he hits 60 and nobody else on the team gets to 30. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. And for me, for them to start to turn the corner, feel like they're starting to turn the corner right after the All-Star break, that's kind of how I felt with the Mets. You know, and you just for
last
them,
year, you mean?
Yeah, last year. Yeah, last year after they came back from overseas. Mm-hmm. So you want to kind of keep that going. And it feels like, you know, that they've gained a little bit of momentum.
Well, there is certainly a positive vibe to the way they're playing right now. You know, winning 2-3 over the Tigers last night, bashing around the Orioles. Hopefully it continues. They haven't won 3 in a row in a long time. I think it's been since late June. I mean, let's put a nice winning streak together here and roll. This is feeling to me like peak Ryan Howard, what Schwarber is doing. He wasn't quite there. Are you getting that feeling? When you watch Schwarber right now, do you feel like you're watching peak Ryan Howard? I do. Where do you come down? Has he reached that level for you? What do you think? 215-592-9494. We'll get more into the game when we come back. We're live at Eagles practice. We'll let you hear what was maybe the best offensive night of the season and how it sounded on WIP. We'll get to the Eagles trade they made last night. Landon Dickerson as well after Eagles practice. All on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.